Okay, so we're speaking about Hashem about preparations for davening, coming to davening. Just one last nakuda, perhaps. Again, all of these sugyas are tremendously vast sugyas, and you know, we're in a rechina right now of Emor Ma'at Vasei Arbe. And there's much more to speak about, and I'm extremely nervous to even begin to talk about davening because it's a sugya she'in lo sof. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to jump into the sea of tefillah. So we'll have to see, no pun intended, as we go along how to do that. But just one important nakuda when it comes to hachanas for davening, regarding the tzibur, the tefillah b'tzibur, and the inyan of a tzibur. When it comes to choosing a tzibur, it's extremely important because our davening is not just our davening, it depends on the people around us. And depending on the chaver which we have in our lives, is very similar to the chaver which we have when we daven. But of course, first and foremost, is that many have in their schedules that trying to squeeze into the Bitzibur can be very difficult at times. The Mor B'Shemesh writes in Parshas Veschanon, Aval ha'ikar hu lehispalu im ha'tzibur davka, Hagam shemispalim b'mehirus ubarichos. Even if they daven very quickly or very long, mechiyev lidchok esasam lispalo davka b'tzibur v'loy b'yechidus. It's very important to try to daven with a chever that you can keep up with them if possible. For oz yuchalav olidei madregos gedolos. V'ne hagam shemispalim elefanashem b'yachem b'tzim. If there's 1,000 people, mikomakom Eino dome tefilas zeh ha'adam lezeh ha'adam shkolecha motzeh lakusi yisbarach lafi kavanasa v'achanasa shasa kodem ha'tefilah. Every person finds Hashem yisbarach according to his kavana and his hachana, which he did before davening. Like we spoke about before, hachana for davening is perhaps the most important part of davening. According to the hachana, is the quality of the davening which we'll have. And we'll speak about kavana in Mitzvah Shem. Perhaps we'll just zero in on that when we have the opportunity to do so. The Balatani writes, he has many discussions about davening with a tzibur, and he has certain guidelines as to how the davening should be. And he writes almost like a prayer and a plea. I can't stay quiet. I'm begging you to watch for your lives. Lahaschel kulam yachad keechad mila b'mila, to daven word by word together, v'leizebiko v'zebiko, not this one davening on his own or this one davening on his own, v'zedoymem, this one's quiet, v'zemesiach sicha betela Hashem ishbrenu, this one's talking. These are not the types of minyanim we want to be a part of. V'ikar hasiba v'gamer bin izakin, and one of the main problems which we have, he calls it gamer bin izakin, whom yahayordim lifnei hateva, that anybody can go and daven for the amud. Anybody could just, anybody can go as fast as he wants, right? This is a big problem. So he says, I have an eitzah yu'utz and a takana kfuah choyk v'lo yavor, that they only choose certain people to daven for the amud, and that they daven mila v'mila, b'derech ha'mitzua, b'kol ram, out loud, v'lo ma'arichim yaisim edai, not too long, v'lo mekatzim v'choytim chashim, not too fast. Each and every person will have a day which is designated that he davens for the sibur. And then gather everybody together around him to daven b'kol tzas, not b'lachash, v'loy chaytin chas v'shalom, and not too quick. One of the only places you can actually find tefila kazeh is in Emunas Yisrael Borough Park. Anybody ever been there before for davening? Yeah? Anybody? No? You're missing out big time. Because Rav Moshe Wolfson actually has a seif around tefillah called Vani Tefillah. I have it here, and I wish we had more time to really get into it. But everything which we hear here is he's manhig in that kehila, that there's certain guidelines who can daven for the amud, and then everybody does the entire tefillah together, b'kol ram k'tzas, following the chazan. Of course, eino domesh mi'el d'ri'iyah, and just by me telling you what it's like, you really have to experience the davening there and to see emes atzur of tefillah. An immense atzur of tefillah, what it's really like. But choosing the minyan and who we daven with is of extreme importance. I know that I have heard in one of the communities which I previously was living in, There was an early minyan which is called the matzah minyan. Do you ever have such minyanim like that in other communities? I hope not. That there's an 18-minute minyan, and they pride themselves on the fact that, you know, 18 minutes minyan, you know, you're in and out. It breaks the heart. Mamish breaks the heart to hear such things. You know, the whole day, as we'll speak about maybe, revolves around tefillah. So chas v'shalom, that a person should feel like he's coming into davening, he's chapping a davening. It's the biggest zilzah which there could possibly be. It means that there's no relationship with Hashem Yisbarach. So Shlach Kodesh, he writes, in Ner Mitzvah, Meseches Tamid, he has about 10 criteria for davening, which are Oizra Lakavana, he says, which helps the davening. And he says, in number 9, he writes, Shachin, having a good neighbor. It doesn't mean a good neighbor at home, he's a good neighbor in davening, in shul. Kishihu Shebnei Adam, Ritzani Leimar, Kishihu Shachni Ha'adam, good neighbors. So it's a Leimar, Hayoshim Etzlo Mespalna Kavana. That where you sit in shul and who you daven with, you should be amongst people who daven with Kavana. If so, Yakil Alav Lechavin Libagamhu, then you also have a good davening. Af Kishihu Yoshim Etzlo Anshelatsan, the people who are sitting next to you, they're making jokes and they're talking, Mespalim Shalim Kavana, you're not concentrating in the davening. Yikshal Alav Lechavin, how are you going to be able to daven? Of this he says, Oy Lerasha Oy Lishchena. Right, your neighbor in shul, if he's a talker, if he's a late, then it affects your davening. Harchik mishachin ra v'al tizchav ala rasha. And in number Asiri, in the 10th one, he speaks about zman. Zman. And he writes, kishe yisha adam b'tzvilosu shir lo ma'at mi ha-zman, kide shiuch olama she'ila levad la'at. If you give yourself enough time in your davening to be able to make each and every request properly, pleasantly, yuchal l'chavim, then you can daven properly. But if you don't allow yourself enough time, if the minyan you daven doesn't give you that time, if you just don't have the time, perhaps you have the time, but you're speeding through tefillah. Right? There's a speed limit in davening. If on the roads there's a speed limit, Allah has come and show. Right? He says, if it was in my power, if I wasn't hesitant, I would say that nowadays, this is going back hundreds of years ago, I would say that the regular shir now, which is the time allotted that we have to daven, is not enough, generally speaking, for people to daven b'kavana. He writes, this is a shlah. V'halavai sheyaspik lomer milos hatfidah l'kreis and kreir shleima. Halavai, we should have enough time just to say the words, just to get them out of our mouth, every single word properly. Ki ani roi ba'atzmi, he says, I see for myself. Ki toy de la'el, he says, I thank God. I could speak very quickly. He says, I can move my mouth fast. Yet, even though I'm moving along, I don't have enough time to be able to finish my davening before they're finished. This is the Shlach Kaddosh. By the Chassidim, Befrat, they generally have a klal that it's better to daven la'at b'mesinos b'kavana rather than to speed your daven to be able to keep along with tefillah b'tzibur. Many different criteria. I pi halacha, pi hashkafa, what is tefillah b'tzibur exactly? But al pi chassidus, the real inyan is that we don't define tefillah b'tzibur as being able to say mila b'mila with the tzibur, although that's something which is very nice, especially if you can start earlier, but rather that if as long as you start with the tzibur, then that's considered to be tefillah b'tzibur, and each person should take his time, even if a person, every once in a while, he davens be yechidus by himself. It's something my Rebbe praises here and there, so that a person can have mamash ashtar. But again, it's so important to be harchek mishachin ra and to find a good tzibur to daven with. And it should be a good chevra at a good time, at a time that you don't feel like you're rushing ahead. That's so important, how the tzibur and how we interact with the tzibur, how it affects the davening. Okay, so we'll hold it here. We start a little bit late. Mitzvah, we'll just say a few words about tefillah and we'll see how to progress in Mitzvah as we go along. Shkayach, have a good day.